Money in markets, U.S. dollar bounced back up. The 92 line wasn't broken. It's trading at 93, a little bit more than 93 and a quarter. Fixed income, the long treasury has come down a little bit. It's up 6.41% for the year, but that's really a very sweet performance given what we expected from fixed income. The intermediate at 2.85, 2.85%. The bond aggregate at 3.25%, and junk. How can it be at 6.37%? I've never had the courage to do that. I just think, you know, if we get a real dip, the junk market's going to get slaughtered. Okay, equities, the S&P of 14.87%. It just ignores everything and keeps going up. Home builders up 20.5%. A European ETF, VGK, up 24.5%. Germany up 25%. The developed markets minus North America up 20.6%. Large caps China 32%. Small cap China up 35%. And emerging markets at 30%. So China now outperforming outperforming the emerging markets, with China small caps really the star performer now for the year. Commodities, the index down 5.83%. Gold has come off a little bit, or precious metals come off a little bit since the dollar firmed up. So gold now at 10.55% for the year, silver at 3.84%. Oil still in the doghouse, down 18.48%. The House has passed its budget. It's another step towards tax reform. A new report out showing everybody, most people get lower taxes. Some groups get larger. And their polite way of saying it is it benefits the wealthy more than everyone else. The problem, of course, being it's politically easier for Congress to get something good for the wealthy through than Congress to get through something that's good for everybody, number one. But also, you know, the reality is you can give a break to the wealthy and it doesn't cut much off of revenues. If you give a break to all of us, it cuts a lot, which is one of the reasons I suspect that they're just stealing $21 trillion out the back door. And of course, that's the big enchilada, because that works out to $200,000. In fact, more, $250,000 now for a family of four. Obamacare is dead as a doornail for now, but the healthcare system is going to erode over the next year or two until somebody does something. So let's see what happens. It's certainly going to be a very interesting topic coming into the 2018 elections. There has been an unbelievable hit on Rex Tillerson. It's almost like the Ziocons just won him out. But we even saw Richard Haass at the CFR on Twitter saying he should resign. And you thought, what in the world is, you know, the world is really in chaos when the head of the CFR would sort of hang that out on Twitter. As far as I'm concerned, Tillerson is one of the most capable people in there. If Tillerson is being organized and set up to do a bad job, I assure you it's got, you know, then the whole place has become unmanageable, which I'm afraid it has. But it reminds me of one great political appointee at the Department of Housing and Urban Development during the first Bush administration, who said to me, just absolutely perplexed, and he was describing a group of neocons, because this is how the neocons operate, or as Cynthia McKinney would call them, the Ziocons. He said, it's like a bunch of people in the middle of the ocean on a rubber life raft going at each other with razor blades. And that's exactly what it feels like. And the reality is they've lived so long with the benefits of a reserve currency, you know, that there's no concept of responsibility for the whole. Everybody's just out for themselves and going at each other with razor blades, and they don't seem to notice that the ship that they're on could sink. And it's the same concept I always use of the scorpion who can't resist stinging someone else, even if it means the frog drowns and he drowns with it.